Welcome to the One Thing podcast, where we all get to practice dancing with the one thing that individuals, communities, and countries have yet to try. And that one thing is the connection to the higher self part of our true self anatomy that people call by various names. That part doesn't matter, but call it we must. Our prime directive above all else as a human being is to make and constantly return to this connection, to the connection to this higher presence, day in and day out, as our first step in dealing with personal and life problems, rather than viewing life problems as things we solve separately from the connection to the one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and in this episode, we're going to upset the apple cart a bit by proposing that many people are over-focused on looking for their purpose. Yeah, we said that right. Over-focused on looking for purpose. We have been taught to place the cart before the horse when it comes to that. Here's what we mean. Purpose is the cart. Connection to tot, to the one thing, is the horse. And we're the choice maker who decides whether we will put purpose in service to the one thing, or if we will attempt to discover and live our purpose separately from the one thing. The choice about that is essentially, it is the essence of free will.
Yeah, well said, well said. So here's a great quote by our good buddy, Albert Einstein. When you examine the lives of the most influential people who have ever walked among us, you discover one thread that through them all. They have been aligned first with their spiritual nature, and only then with their physical selves.
Right. And I'm going to have you repeat that again, because part of it, you kind of zoned out on, but I couldn't hear part of the quote.
Oh,
and it was the juicy part. So say,
okay. Well, we can't have that. Yeah. No. Okay. So, and I also want to say that when you think about influential people, they're influential because they did this, and then we got to see them as examples. You are one of those people too. So it doesn't mean you have to become famous or anything, but we're calling all humans to this idea here. So here's the quote again.
Calling all humans.
When you examine the lives of most influential people who have ever walked among us, you discover one thread that winds through them all. They have been aligned first with their spiritual nature, and only then with their physical selves. And this is, we tend to do it the opposite. And so this is the idea of the cart before the horse. we're trying to talk about having, the horse before the cart, which
yes,
is alignment with our spiritual nature first, and then everything else following that.
Exactly. You see, the problem that Lori and I see is that well-meaning people try to find solutions to life problems as a way to access the one thing, when that's the opposite of our design, which is to access tot, the one thing, in order to discover solutions to our life problems. So this includes our sense of purpose. So we're going to talk about all of that, all of this inside of exploring how looking for your purpose can end up blocking you from connection with tot, with the one thing, and how to develop a more tot-aligned relationship with your purpose.
Yeah, that's so great. And here's the thing that in our experience isn't actually said enough. And that is that purpose is distorted by being disconnected from our higher self, being disconnected from this one thing that we're calling tot. And that our purpose is actually clarified. It's made clear to us. It's brought into focus for us and fulfilled only through this connection to our higher presence in the one thing.
Mm-hmm. So just to reiterate, so there's total clarity about this. Purpose is the cart. Connection to tot, to the one thing, is the horse. And we're the choice maker who decides whether we will put purpose in service of the one thing, or if we're going to try to discover and live our purpose separately from the one thing, where, okay, I connect with the one thing over here, and then I do my purpose separate over here. So we're inviting you to step into what we think is the essence, the heart of free will.
Yeah. Yeah, the way I see free will is to be a good director of this connection. You know, we don't have to strong arm ourselves into anything. That's often what people think of free will as. And that's actually not, that's where we're wrestling with our ego mind, basically. But our free will is to be a really good director, a really good manager of this consistent coming back to connection to our higher presence, the one thing taught, you know, we're using these different words, the source of life, you know, the creative life force, whatever word you want to put to it. And I've noticed, and I think David, you have too, that it seems like more and more people than ever are feeling this anxiousness or this, you know, this kind of impatience and this need to find their purpose. And it's understandable because, you know, the collective consciousness is kind of speeding up a little bit. So it seems like there's some gas on the need to find our gas pedal is being pressed on the need to find our purpose. And people often tend to look externally to fulfill their purpose, believing that this is going to, you know, once they finally find their purpose, this deep yearning that they have will be fulfilled. And honestly, allowing our purpose to simply be an expression of this constant connection means that we're fulfilling our purpose. It will be, you know, guided and directed according to higher wisdom, higher intelligence. And only then will that deep yearning that we feel get to be fulfilled. It's through that connection. And then whatever activities and actions and you know, inspirations and nudges that we get from that connection is the yearning fulfilled. That is the well of happiness, so to speak. And that's how purpose extended into the world is made right. So let me see what else I was going to say here. Expressing our purpose as a human being through this connection, then it's not coming from a place of feeling incomplete as a human being and that yearning, but it's rather coming from a place of wholeness. When we're connected to our higher presence, it automatically, it puts forward into our mind and our heart and our body a feeling of wholeness, because we're an extension of that energy, right? We're an extension of the one thing. We're an extension of the source of all life. And when we're consciously connected to it, you can feel that. It's very palpable. And this positively influences the nature of what we bring to the table and the impact we have. I have noticed in my own life and in observation of others' lives, that in disconnection and then trying to kind of scratch and claw this purpose out, it tends to fall flat and the impact is modest at best in comparison to the impact when we're connected to the source of life and we're extending ourselves by the sheer choice of our free will. You know, we're extending ourselves, the impact is completely different. It's like the difference between a drop of water and the current of the ocean. The drop of water is disconnection and the current of the ocean is the full connection and the full impact that we have when we are connected.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to wrap up momentarily this particular episode. What I want to plant a seed about that we'll say something more about in a couple of minutes is that as Lori and I were really mapping out what we wanted to cover in this episode, we realized that we really needed to do it in two episodes. So this is really part one of two. And so the value takeaways that we want to offer to you in part one in this episode, honey, why don't I take the first and third and you can take the second?
Okay.
Generally speaking, people who feel like they're living in alignment with Tat-based purpose, purpose that's guided through our connection with the one thing, are engaged with the things they love and deeply care about. So daily practice of connection is really important. You know, the material out there that's on how to find your purpose, and I have some information on that. Lori has some information on that. The information on how to find your purpose really comes second, not first. Purpose comes out of, it gets channeled through practicing connection with the one thing. So whatever you call, like Lori says, and we keep needing to emphasize this over and over, because the one thing is the one thing, but what you call that needs to be your wording. The one thing is your advisor in all things life. It's your health coach. It's your relationship mentor. It's your family counselor. It's your business partner. It's your money manager, etc., etc. So practice connection first, trusting that the more connected you are with whatever you call the one thing, the more your clarity about purpose will organically and rightly and accurately emerge.
Exactly. What David said. Yeah. So, you know, we're inviting you, as we do. And are we perfect? No. But do we practice our asses off? Yes. We're inviting you to regularly connect with the source of life, with the one thing, with your higher presence. And, you know, to me, regularly means way more than once a day, because, you know, it's too hard to maintain the connection if I do it in the morning all day long. So,
or twice a day, in the morning and the evening, and way more than that.
Way more than that. I would even suggest every hour on the hour, more if you can manage that. It just takes a moment. And, you know, your mind is going to want to definitely, you know, wrestle with you on this one, play tug of war and say, oh my gosh, you don't have time for that much. But just start. But
it's not a full meditation session.
No, it's just a connection that could take moments, and you get faster and better at it over time. And then when you're in that connection, notice what you love and what you care deeply about, and keep literally either in a journal or, you know, Word doc or a piece of paper on the refrigerator, keep a running list of those things. You don't have to know what they mean. I remember when I did this years ago, I had things like tea and color and nature and creativity and all these things where my human mind was like, what are you going to do with that? You know, who cares about color? You know, but I just let it be an adventure. I let it, you know, be an experiment. And I just kept adding to the list. And lo and behold, today, all of those things are woven into what I do as my purpose in such a beautiful way. I never could have figured it out in my own mind, but my higher presence has the wisdom and the infinite intelligence to inspire me one step along the way and have it come out as love and things I care deeply about. So we're inviting you to do the same.
Yeah, and I totally resemble that too. When I look back on the arc of my lifetime so far, as we're recording this episode, I'm 67 years old, so I have a number of decades to look back on now. And as I look at the arc of my life, I see that the various things that I was guided toward developing in myself through what I love and what I care deeply about and what I'm passionate about has been a necessary building block in crafting my ability to embody my purpose. And it, as I look back with 2020 hindsight, it absolutely seems miraculous to me. And so I think the exercise that Lori is trying to inspire you to do around keeping a running list of those things that you love and care deeply about is way more valuable than you might be tempted to think. Mm-hmm. And as that list is emerging for you, what the third and final takeaway from this, from part one of this this two-part series on purpose, what we want to inspire you to do is to ask yourself with those things that emerge on the list that you develop over time, what those things mean to you when you look at them through the eyes of your highest wisdom, of your connection with the universe, through the eyes of the Holy Spirit or God or Jesus or Buddha or your archangels or whatever, the wisdom of the universe, whatever you call the one thing, really ask yourself, what is the purpose? Why am I so loving and caring about and passionate about these things? What is this for?
Yeah. Yeah, one good question for that, what David is suggesting is to say, let's say you put something on your list and then you can ask yourself, and then what would that mean? And just keep kind of trying to dig a little bit deeper, because usually we get down to some version of bedrock that is a constructive offering to, you know, to life. And so that's what we're asking you to consider. And there was something else I was going to say too about the I think I might have jumped out of my head. Well, anyway, if you're willing to do this list, I know what it was, is be very, very clear. Let's be very, very clear that your number one purpose as a human being is connection to the source of life. Everything else that we do after that is like whipped cream. It's not the cake. So it's helpful to just keep that in mind, because if you feel like your list is weird or it doesn't feel like it's giving you very much clarity yet, you know, reach into that patient part of yourself and trust that every time you connect, you're actually contributing to your purpose. Like, that is your purpose and everything else is just a cherry on top. So we'd love to invite you that if any nuggets have been raised for you, any ahas, any, you know, anything that came up for you that feels important or juicy, or if you have any additional questions, let us know so that we can respond to you on our show's Facebook page, or we can do a future episode around your nuggets and questions, because even though this feels like a lifelong conversation, we'd love your input. So don't hesitate for that.
For sure. And that leads us to a little teaser for part two of this mini series on purpose. So in the next episode, we are going to explore aspects of purpose that we find are often, and maybe too often, overlooked. And where it starts is with a recognition that the universal purpose of every soul is to develop more and more constant reconnection and connection with the one thing. That's the universal purpose. And when we don't know that that's the foundational purpose, it's really our relationship with another part of our purpose gets muddy and confusing and disconnected from the one thing. So what we're going to focus on in the next episode is two aspects of purpose, and they're inside of the fundamental purpose of each of us, which is constantly increasing the amount of and duration of and reconnection with the one thing. And we're going to be talking about our soul growth mission and our impact mission, because most of the time when people talk about their purpose or their mission, their life's mission, they're really talking about their impact mission, the purpose they have, the impact that they feel guided to have in the world. And that leaves out the other part of purpose, which is our purpose in terms of our own soul's growth in this life. So that's what we're going to be delving into in part two.
Juicy.
Mm-hmm. So, with that juiciness, until next time, remember to dance with your better half. which is the one thing.